we'll see later on, JavaScript's greatest use is in the way we're using it here for manipulating frames. I mean, this particular page has six frames, and JavaScript controls the movement of information between those frames, because effectively you can think of the JavaScript lives up and associated with the master page. The master page has six frames hanging off it. These frames either display information, and this one here that decides whether or not you're going to have audio displayed. There's one here defining whether or not you are dumping, logging what goes on. And another here giving some cryptic messages, and here there's a bunch of buttons. So we have various frames optimized for particular capabilities. The status of those frames are defined by variables. Those variables are the JavaScript variables, and they live, if you like, in what's called the top document or the header. They're actually, technically, if you think about an HTML page, JavaScript lives in the header. HTML pages have a header, typically has a title which appears right at the top of the browser. They have a header and then a body. The way to think about JavaScript typically is it lives in the header. It's sort of the overall control information manipulating the text. As I think I mentioned before, a very important class of applications of JavaScript is that in processing forms, because forms are the dominant way that you feed in data into browsers. When forms first came out, the only way you could process forms was to have a CGI script, send the information to your CGI script and have it processed there. What JavaScript allows you to do is to do the processing on the client side. So you saw that with Nancy's example of the pizza ordering program. For that pizza ordering applet, all the arithmetic was done client side. The only thing that was ever done on the server side, which you didn't bother to enter, implement, was the CGI script that cooked the pizza, which she forgot to implement. But everything else except for the cooking of the pizza is obviously best on client side. And then you finally, when you've done all the arithmetic, checked all your boxes, etc., that can then be sent to the server. And so if you compared Nancy's Java pizza orderer with a Pizza Hut online system from a year or so ago, the online system from before Java would have done all that arithmetic on the server. And so when you click the button to say, I wanted a large pizza, you would have to twiddle your thumbs while the server made a decision about how much it cost, etc., and then it came back to you, and that's a noticeable delay. Whereas Nancy's Java applet, there was essentially no delay in calculating how much it cost, because this is all done on the local computer. And there's inevitably, at least with today's protocols, seconds of delay when you spawn up a server, because the server has to invoke a Perl program, the Perl program has to load itself and get interpreted, it has to read the data, network stacks have to be wandered through. It's bound to take a significant time. As I've mentioned before, there's an enormous advantage in client-side processing. So a critical thing that JavaScript allows you to do is exactly this client-side processing, but for Netscape form. Because in order to do the pizza, as Nancy showed, you had to do an enormous amount of junk to actually get the display and get it looking reasonably good. Whereas with JavaScript, I can just use the Netscape browser, simple HTML to do that, and I can do all the arithmetic client-side. You can already decide what a characteristic of this arithmetic is. It better be reasonably simple, because JavaScript is effectively basic as far as arithmetic is concerned. It's going to be very slow, because it's going to do everything in an interpreted fashion. So its performance compared to C or C++ is probably a factor of 10,000 slower on basic arithmetic, because it's got to act, instead of doing a few machine instructions to add stuff together, it actually got to interpret the characters, decide that it's an addition, and then finally do the adding. So typical interpreters run somewhere between a few hundred and tens of thousands of times slower than compiled languages. But if you look at those examples, like the pizza, it doesn't really matter. To calculate the cost of a pizza doesn't take much time anyway, and if you multiply that time by 1,000 or 10,000, it's still essentially instantaneous. So we see that JavaScript, and in fact Java, are both going to be used on the client side in the case where there's relatively simple processing. It's extremely important to get quick feedback because the user does not expect to wait a long time to decide on the price of a pizza or some other type of information from a form. So I see that's a critical use of JavaScript. And Java has the advantage over JavaScript that it can run fast, because Java's a real language. Java would not run thousands of times slower, because it's effectively compiled language. JavaScript will run much slower than JavaScript, but for example, like the pizza one, it doesn't matter. If you were building an applet if you were building a system to decide how to spend your money on the stock market, it's microcosm and non-trivial computation, then there will be some advantages probably to using Java. These are just different points in a space of trade-off of functionality versus performance and generality. There's no one solution. The thing in favor of Java is that Java is almost certain to survive because it is the general approach endorsed by everybody. JavaScript is a focused approach for the dominant browser. Netscape is still the dominant browser. Well, I think its market share is about 70%. And so it's pretty portable and pretty widespread, but it is not really endorsed by the community.